Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In here, we pour whiskey.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.
Welcome to Whiskey Ginger. I'm Andrew Santino. My guest, Bobby Lee.
Hey,
Bobby
man, Lee. Really good to be here, man. I really am appreciative.
You're appreciative?
Yeah, to be here.
Robert, I really am happy that you're here.
Dude, let me say something right now, dude. Yeah. Every time you call or text,
yeah,
no matter what it is,
well, you don't
I
text
always say
back,
yes.
But you don't text back.
Yes, I do. And I always say yes to you.
You do. You've always said yes to me.
Yeah, I love you. I went to your shitty birthday party at the fucking bowling alley.
Whoa. Was it shitty?
Well, there was only three people there.
I don't have a lot of fucking friends.
Who was there? You?
You?
Adam Ray?
No, Adam wasn't there.
Who was there?
Who was there?
Your beautiful wife.
So, but who was there comic-wise? I didn't have a lot of comedians. I don't have a lot of comedian friends.
Yeah, but I went and... Did I bowl? I don't think I even bowled.
You didn't bowl.
I just said hi.
You didn't bowl. They didn't have shoes small enough. Little Asian-bound feet. That's what they said at the front desk. I said, do you have a size 2?
Yeah.
They didn't have it.
They didn't have it?
No, but you know what? I did. Yeah. You think you're making a joke. Stop kissing the microphone. Don't do that. Don't do that. Bobby, you know, you think you're making a joke, but you know how appreciative I was that you came to my birthday? Because I said, I swear to God, I said, I bet you he won't come. Because I know you're a busy guy. I'm not taking a shot.
I'm a flake. No. Is that what you're alluding to?
I'm not taking a shot. I was just saying you're a busy dude, and I figured you just have other stuff to do.
Now, you've seen my penis as of late, correct?
I saw your penis 3 nights ago.
What is
you showed me your penis.
How is he doing?
Your penis?
Yeah. Just visually. I know you're not a doctor.
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah, how is he doing?
It actually looks bigger now than it used to.
Thank you.
And is it maybe because that you're losing a little bit of weight?
No, I'm not losing.
Do you think it's because you lose weight and then your penis looks bigger?
No, I've been exercising it.
You've been exercising your dick?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
What dick exercises have you been doing?
I've been just doing like massage. I stretch it.
What is with Asians and massage?
We love it. We massage everything, yeah.
You massage everything?
Yeah, we massage.
Is that part of yours? You know how like in America we have to go to like take Spanish class? Do you have to take massage school when you go to like in regular schooling for you?
We do massage school, violin, science, all that stuff.
Is that that's all the entry level stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, listen, I did see your penis in the parking lot. In fact,
but what's the shade?
You're dancing on getting in a sexual assault charge because you mooned the door girl at the store. And then you showed your dick to me and Adam Egget as a good bit. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It worked. It landed hard.
Yeah,
and then
it
she saw
hard.
Your ass and your sack, and I'm telling you, you could get me too'd for that.
I know. So I know I'm riding the line here, right? But can I also...
You're riding the line?
Yeah, I'm riding the line.
You're on the other side.
No, I'm not. I'm riding the line.
You showed her your butthole.
I didn't
and your
purposely
nutsack.
Show my butthole.
It doesn't matter if it's on purpose.
Let me just say this, right? If I'm in a car accident, right, and I'm in flames,
yeah,
and my and the flames burn my... clothing,
yeah,
and I run out naked.
Hit you know, me! I'm in frame.
Like you know that Vietnam photo of that
like
little girl,
you're
little
like
girl
monk.
Running in the street. You know that
oh,
one.
Oh God!
What if I just I come out of the car like that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that sexual assault?
Oh my God! Are you trying to relate a person who's on fire from an accident to you showing your butthole to a girl working at a nightclub?
Yeah, because
you think these two things have anything to do with one another?
Yeah, because my intention isn't to expose my butthole to the girl. She just happened to be in line's eye view of it.
This is like, you know what this is? A sexual predator who shows his penis to little kids and goes, I was just showing my penis to the world. It happened to be a kid nearby that saw my
that's
penis.
That's not true. That's not true.
That's the same kind of logic.
It's not the kind of logic. That's okay.
I'm just telling you, in college, I got two urinating in public tickets, two of them.
Yeah.
And on the second one,
yeah,
I'm not kidding, the judge said, I could hit you with what is it like public indecency?
Yeah,
I would have to file as a sex offender.
I
that's a real thing that you
when
have
I was
to do.
On Mad TV, we had an actress that we hired her first day. She was a regular on the show, but I didn't know who she was.
What was her name?
Krista Flanagan.
You were like Calista Flockhart.
Yeah, Calista Flockhart. Flanagan.
Calista Flanagan was there.
Krista Flanagan.
Krista Flanagan.
First day of work. Yeah. I don't know who she is. I didn't hear that we hired a new girl. She was sitting on the couch eating yogurt.
Oh, boy.
I grabbed the back of her head.
No.
Yes. And I farted in her mouth. And she started to cry.
Yeah. Yeah. No shit.
And I had to get a lawyer.
What? She sued you?
I had to get a lawyer.
You don't want to tell any other details, do you?
All right. I had to go to some offices. I'll tell you that right now.
You had
now.
To go to HR.
But can I just say this?
Yeah.
Did Papa get out of it?
Yeah, you did.
Let me ask you something right now. Did Papa get out of it?
Yeah, you did.
He did.
This is a different climate, Bobby. Okay. What's happening right now is not...
I pooed.
You pooed?
In somebody's office floor, an executive producer of a show.
When you're on Mad TV?
Yeah.
You pooped in an EP's office?
Right by his desk. Not in a toilet. On the floor. A big swirler.
How did you poop and not pee? Did you pee as well?
I peed a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
And there was some Tums there, too.
You pooped on the Tums? I don't understand.
Yeah, I stuck Tums in my butt.
You put Tums in your ass, on a guy's floor. Was this a good buddy of yours?
He's the executive producer. He's my boss.
Okay, I understand. Were you friends?
Not really.
Why did you do that?
To show him.
To show him that you...
You know how you mark as a dog?
That was you marking your territory?
Yeah. Well, he's just letting him know.
Letting him know, hey, man, I'm an actor on the show. They could easily be fired and replaced.
Papa's around. Can I just say this? Did I get in trouble? No, I got out of it.
That's how good you were back then.
I think I can get out of it now.
Nope. There's no way you could get out of something like that today.
So what you're saying to me now, Santino, is that door girl is going to press charges.
She could. Carmen or Jessica? She could.
Which one was it?
I don't know. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah. She was the heavier one.
Oh, boy.
What? Lesbian looking? They're both heavy, right?
She could sue.
Then I get in trouble for that.
She'll sue.
Let me say something right now, okay? In this climate that we live in, this is not Nazi Germany, friend.
It's not?
It's not.
Okay.
I refuse to believe that. I believe that I live in the United States of fucking America.
Hell yeah.
I was born in San Diego. I've never harmed anyone sexually.
I have rights is such a white thing to say. Yeah. I have rights.
I do have rights.
I know.
Okay. And I haven't harmed anyone sexually. Maybe back then I would have gotten in a lot of trouble if I did it now.
I think I think farting on someone's head is probably harm, sexual harm.
It is harm. And if I did it now, especially on a show, I would get fired. In fact,
I'm just saying, you showing your butthole to someone unsuspecting?
Yeah.
Not chill.
And I'll never do it again now.
I loved it. I want you to do it again.
I'm not doing it again. You want me to get in trouble. I'm going to say this too.
No, you've done it enough where at this point, I don't think it matters. I think it's part of your repertoire.
So
if someone says, has Bobby shown you his penis? What percentage of people at the Comedy Store would say yes?
I don't know. Maybe, to be honest with you?
Yes.
50%.
You think half the people have seen your penis?
Maybe.
Who's cool with it, do you think?
All of them.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen your penis. It makes me laugh every time.
But you're right. But you are right. I have to be more sensitive about it, and I don't show women it. I've never shown a woman.
Your girlfriend's never even seen it.
No, she's never even seen it.
No. But listen, I think it's part of who you are. To show your penis?
It's not. It's wrong. I want to say this right now.
Look at me. If you had, I can't see. Look, open your eyes.
That's
look at me.
So racist what you're doing.
No, you were closing your eyes.
No, they're not. They're open.
You were closing your eyes.
Yeah.
Bobby.
Yeah.
If you had if you had like a regular hefty, like if you had a nice penis, you'd get busted. But because you have like kind of a fun little, you know, Twizzler, I mean, a, you know, tick, tick, tack, tack.
Yeah.
You have a little Tootsie Roll penis.
Yeah.
I think that's, people laugh. It's fun.
Okay, so I'm going to say this, okay?
Bert Kreischer takes his shirt off because he's fat and he thinks that's funny. If he was in shape, it wouldn't be funny. You show your penis because it's not fully developed.
It's not even cute.
Well, it's kind of weird.
It looks like, I'm going to say this.
Did it get damaged?
It looks like a sick alien. Like when E.T. was in the river and he was sick, right?
That's what
it looks like.
Yeah, it does.
Like a dying alien in a river. But I don't care. It kind of works. The pee comes out perfectly.
It kind of works sexually.
It works sexually as
well.
Totally.
Well, that's fine.
And I'm going to say this too, okay? So,
did your girlfriend ever say anything when she first saw it? Was she ever like, this is...
They always giggle.
They giggle.
They always giggle the first time.
So you're just good at everything else.
No, I'm not even good at anything else.
Really?
Yeah, I've always gotten pretty hot chicks too.
So why do chicks like you, do you think? Because you're funny and cool?
You get other benefits with me.
Right, let's hear what they are.
Oh, Hawaii? You like Hawaii?
I love Hawaii.
Well, then suck it. you know?
Yeah.
You want to go to Tulum?
Yeah, I love Tulum.
You like nice hotels at Tulum?
I love it.
And every meal paid for?
Yeah.
Eat my butt. And they go, they have to decide. You know what I mean? They have a little scale.
Yeah. I guess that's worth
it. Yeah, yeah. And it's, I think it's worth
But I would say this. If I was a girl, I'd be more into getting with a guy with your penis size than a full-size penis because it's kind of be annoying. Sucking a big penis has to be annoying and sucking your penis has to be fine.
It's so fine.
It's just like a little, like a little.
Like it's
a little,
like boba. You
know, yeah, a little boba.
Like boba in your boba? Yeah, yeah, boba. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have little boba. Do you have little boba balls too?
Oh my God, they're non-existent almost.
Your balls aren't even there?
Yeah, they're like little, like wasabi nuts.
Does your brother have a regular size penis?
Oh, his is smaller than mine. In fact, my brother and I go to the spa. He always comments, "Wow, your dick is pretty big."
Shut up.
Yeah, and I look at him. I go, "Well, then what? You have a clit then?"
Your brother?
Yeah,
has
yeah.
Clit dick.
You have a clit.
Because I love your brother. I think he's one of the coolest guys on earth.
But I want to say one point before you start railroading me again.
Before I railroad you?
I have a point to make, though. Here's what's scary. Yeah. So you heard the stuff I did on Mad TV, right?
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah, you told me.
Well, this year, because I'm on a show.
Yes.
We got a new producer, and he is my producer. Not the one I shit in his floor.
Another one?
But another producer from Mad. So he comes now. Because I already did the first season.
Yeah.
And I had to pull him aside and go, "Listen, dude, Scott, the way I was at Mad, I'm no longer like that."
Yeah. And he's like, "Thank fucking God."
I show up on time. I know my lines. I'm respectful from everyone to top to bottom. I know everyone's name. This is not the drug addicted fiend that you. And he goes, "I got it."
Good.
But he, when he sees me like at table reads and I say the line correctly, I always look up at him, and he can't even believe it.
He's blown away that you've got it
together. He's blown away that I even can speak English. What?
You guys, did you have table reads at Mad TV?
Yeah. I was notoriously the worst table reader
in
Mad TV history.
Did you show up high?
Even when I was sober, I just could not do it.
God, I don't want to mention the name of somebody because I can't call anybody out, but I did a table read.
Yeah.
With a very, very, very famous actor.
Yeah.
And he was so bad that they had someone there,
yeah,
to help him read.
Yeah, I mean,
a grown man,
yeah,
had somebody there to help him read.
Yeah,
and it blew my fucking mind. I was like, "You're giving this guy millions of dollars. He can't even read the thing."
I know a guy now. Maybe it's the same. We'll talk later. I know a guy now that in his contract he doesn't do table reads
because
he's so bad.
People, I don't think people know that about the business. Half of this bullshit is like doing all the right things outside. Like auditions are nonsense. They're insane. It's not a test of how good you are. It's a test of how much can you remember and how good are you under pressure. That's all it really is.
That's what it is.
That's not how good you are on camera. These things have
it's
nothing to do with one
another. It's so funny you say that. I believe you. So go ahead.
Because, no, I'm serious. And it's, also table reads, people don't know this. When you do network table reads, like the show that you're on is a network television show.
Yeah.
People don't know this, but for networks, you have to do a table read in front of the whole fucking network. You have to read in front of producers.
Not only that, Peter Roth, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes sits directly in front of him. He's the president
right
of Warner
face.
Brothers.
Yeah. Looking at you.
Right.
Watching you read words.
So the night before every table read, I'm biting my nails. I memorize them.
Oh, of course. You have to.
And when I'm there, I try to nail it like it's the end of, you know, like the do or die.
People don't know, but a lot of people get fired up table reads. That's a weird old, weird
when I see,
Hollywood
when
thing.
When I see young comics, I say this. You know how you're going to make it? And they go, "Well, how?" I go, "It's not the most talented, believe it or not."
No, it's not.
It's the person that can perform under immense amounts of pressure.
Yep.
That's who makes it.
Yep. And then the irony of all that is, once you get the job, you can fucking do whatever.
I'm at now a point at my show now that I just know I can't get fired.
Well, you're not going to get fired.
I can't. There's no way.
Well, they're not going to. Who are they going to replace you with?
There's a lot of people that they could.
Who? Go ahead. Who?
And it would be weird to replace me with anybody else.
Name another Asian guy that they replace you with.
Getty Watanabe. It was longer dog.
Seriously, yeah. I don't know he's who like else. 90. I don't know who else.
I think Masi Oki, but he's not funny.
Who's the funniest Korean right now?
In my opinion?
Yeah, well, that's why I asked
me.
You. Yeah. You think you are?
I really do believe
who's
that.
The funniest Japanese guy?
I don't know any. I really don't know any Japanese.
What about anybody from Crazy Rich Asians?
They're not Japanese. None of them.
They're all Chinese.
They're all Chinese, yeah.
All of them.
Except for Ken.
Ken's
Jung.
Ken's Korean.
Yeah.
He's the only Korean in the whole movie.
Yeah. That's the reason why I couldn't even get in the movie was because we called
they filled their Korean quota.
No, they're like, we're trying not to cast anyone other than Chinese people.
What? Why?
Because it's a Chinese movie.
So what?
Exactly. So I'm like,
this is what nobody knows. The racism in Asians is so deep.
Oh, you don't even fuck. My dad made, as a kid,
yeah,
he made me a list of ethnicities and nationalities from best to worst.
What, did you know that? What is it?
Number one was Korean.
He said they're the best.
Yeah.
Number two?
Number two, Japanese.
Okay.
I don't know why, because they oppressed our country.
It's a great island.
Number three, which is generally white, right?
Number three, he said white?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number four was, I think, an animal.
What?
Like snake or
like
a
an emu.
Snake.
Snake at the good.
Five, Mexican.
Okay.
Like snake beat out Mexican.
Snake beat Mexican?
Yeah. The list was to like 30, and nowhere on it was black people.
Your dad's so fucking racist.
I'm not even kidding you.
Wait a minute. Where was Chinese on there?
Oh, they were like down, like 19, 20.
They were below snake and then inanimate objects. Yeah, they were below like a microwave.
Dirt was one of them. 17 was dirt. Dirt, mud, and then Chinese people.
But to your dad, yeah, this is a old, innate thing. It's built into him from his parents.
If 20 years ago I had met Kalila,
yeah,
my dad was like, if you date her, don't ever come home. So he would say that.
Why?
Don't ever come home to us.
But now, your family loves
my mom. Well, Kalila, though, is Filipinos. Kalila, my girlfriend, is a survivor, and she's like me.
Is she like a refugee?
No, she's not a refugee. What are you talking about?
You said survivor.
No, she just knows how to survive in every social situation. So the first night, weekend, so my dad had a stroke.
I wish you lied and told me that she was a refugee.
No.
So she made it out of the Great Philippine War. Wait, your dad had a stroke the first night you met?
No. He had a stroke where it fucked him up. Can't walk.
Yeah.
From the neck down, he's paralyzed.
Oxygen
pretty much.
Oxygen out of your brain.
Right. So but the first weekend, my girlfriend spent the night at my parents' house in Phoenix.
Why?
Because I was visiting my folks. Where are we going to stay at their house?
But is your girlfriend, your brand new girlfriend you brought
to your parents? At that time, she was about 9 months. We had been in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
And so at 7 in the morning, I'm still sleeping, and I hear giggling downstairs, right?
Yeah.
And I open my eyes, and it's Kalila, like, fixing my dad's catheter, making jokes, man. And my parents and my girlfriend, they're laughing, right?
That's really
And then my
sweet.
Mom's, like, and my girlfriend's teaching my mom how to do the computer. Like, she's just, like, she got in. I love girls that do that.
That are independent.
I had a girlfriend before her that didn't know how to do that.
That was the blind girl that you brought to the store?
No, I didn't date a blind girl.
She was a blind girl with one arm. Was that girl?
Oh, yeah.
She had like a bad leg?
No, that was just a one-nighter.
That blind girl with one arm
and a bad
leg?
Yeah.
She had what, like 7 or 8 teeth?
Six.
Six each.
I don't know. I didn't count.
Where did you meet her?
Just on the street.
It's just a street girl?
Yeah.
What part of the city?
I don't give a fuck, man. Alhambra. I don't know.
You met her in Alhambra?
Yeah.
Now you're better off.
Yeah.
Kalila's great.
Thanks, man.
I like her so much more than I like you.
Okay, I like your girl way better. No.
When I say that, I mean that honestly.
Yeah, and I
what honestly, I'm saying. What I'm saying is.
Let me ask you
what
this.
I'm saying. Bobby, go ahead.
If Kalila and I broke up and you weren't married anymore, would you have sex with Kalila?
Yeah. If you guys break up and I still am married, I still might make a move and make her my hall pass.
Yeah.
I got a big time crush on her. She knows. I text her sometimes.
That's fine. Honestly, when you say that, it doesn't threaten me.
I know it doesn't.
D'Elia, it would threaten.
You think you would? She's not attracted to him.
No, but if D'Elia had said something like that, I'd be like, "Whoa, dude!" No, you, but, it's like, no. Why would I be scared of a fucking Ron Howard looking ugly motherfucker like you?
I'm ugly.
You're not great.
If I'm ugly, you're fucking now horrific. You're a horror
now
story.
Now we're going to the...
we're getting negative.
When people are listening right now, this is the third time we started this podcast. And the reason why we stopped the first two is because
we
got into this.
Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm touching one of your nine vape pens. Listen, I would never make a move on Cloud. I would never, ever in a million years do that.
And I believe you.
I would never. That's so insane. I knew a guy that said to me, to my face, he wanted to fuck our other friend's girlfriend. And he's like, when they break up, I'm going right for her. And it blew my mind. I was like, dude, you could do any girl you could go after. But he wanted her so bad. Not to date, just wanted to hook up.
Yeah, there's billions of people that live on this planet.
Seven. Seven and a half billion
people.
Yeah, there's so many more.
Not only that, they keep making new ones.
I think when you go behind your friend's back and date an ex, I think that's the end of a friendship.
Now, do I have fantasies? I've had fantasies of my friend's girlfriends.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's human.
Yeah.
That's totally normal.
Nutted, like, you know.
Who specifically?
I'm not going to name it.
Yeah, that's too,
it was just
too
a hypothetical.
Yeah, no, we both have.
It's hypothetical.
We'll talk off air.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk about who we have fantasies about with that. Do you see yourself getting married?
You know, yeah, I don't. I think she's a little scared of breeding with me.
You think the breeding thing is the big thing?
I think breeding is a big thing because her and I are basically married as it is. We share certain bank accounts.
Yeah,
we have businesses together.
You've lived together for a long time.
We've lived together. We have six animals together.
Do you sleep in the same six animals?
Yeah.
What do you? What? What?
Yeah, I have six animals.
Why?
They're in my freezer. I have barbecues every weekend.
Oh, you just eat?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you eat your animals?
No, I have three cats and three dogs that I love.
So you raise the animals until they're edible?
No, we don't eat them.
Oh, I thought, isn't that part of your
I'm
thing?
Not that kind of Asian.
Which one is that?
What do you mean?
Who does it?
Well, I mean, Korea has a...
Oh, so it is you guys.
Well, we do have a dog trading business, yeah.
Your family?
China does. Not personally.
But, oh, you mean...
But I know that it exists. Like Yulin, China has
which
a festival
dog do you think
every year.
What breed of dog tastes the best, do you imagine?
Or unless whatever Eliza Schlesinger's dog is.
Yeah, that does. Yeah. The little
tiny
one. I just want
to eat that little fucker. Yeah,
see, but yeah. I would say the dog that has the most fat on it would taste the best.
No. There's
the
just something about
dog.
Eliza that I just want to eat her dog.
You just want to eat the fuck out of her dog.
Right. And just like while she's watching.
Make her tie her down and make
you
her watch.
You know how mad she'd be?
Yeah.
She would fucking go crazy.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah, for some reason, I want to eat one of Chelsea Handler's dogs.
What about Whitney's got a lot of dogs?
My youngest dog, when he was a puppy, she stuck her mouth over the dog's head.
What?
As if she was going to bite the head off.
Why?
As a joke.
Not funny. That's not funny at all.
I know.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
I would have slapped her. I know she does. I know.
She loves dogs.
No, you know what? She actually helped me out. I legitimately called her when I got my puppy to ask for advice because I panicked. I had panic. I got a six week old dog.
Yeah.
Panic attacks every night.
Dude, my dog too was young.
Panic.
Teething, the yep. wildness.
Pissing everywhere. Screaming.
You still have them?
Oh yeah, she's the best.
Do you love her?
Honestly, yes, more than anything. I'm annoyed that I like her that much.
Bro, you know why? Let me say something right now. There is a movie called Signs.
Signs.
You ever see the movie Signs?
I love the movie Sign. That's the one where with Bruce Willis, right?
Yeah, no.
Isn't that Signs?
Signs is not Bruce Lee.
What's that? What was that one
Mel
called?
Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
The alien one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where the water kills him.
Yeah, the water.
Spoiler
yeah,
alert.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And everything happens for a reason.
Sure.
Yeah.
Go on.
But there's a scene where they barricaded this house.
Yeah.
And the family's inside.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we forgot our dog outside. And they hear their dog being slaughtered by an alien. And there's like no emotion.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. It's like me? Fuck my kids. I'm getting my dog.
Yeah, I'd leave the
kids. I love my dog.
I'd leave the kids and go for the dog.
Dude, I'm telling right now, dude, it's like, if you killed my dog, I'm John Wick.
You go off.
I would go to my cellar. I would take my hammer, get the fucking weapons out of the fucking cement.
Okay, let me give you a scenario.
Yeah.
A guy murders your dog, right? And tells you about it and says, come get me. Would you spend a good amount of your life going to find this
man? I would literally, I mean, there's not much I can do with my old body, but I would do everything that I could.
What if you got in really good shape just to kill your dog's killer?
I would. I really would. I think I love my animals so fucking much, dude.
Which one do you like the least? There's got to be one that's not that big on your list that you're like, you fucking annoy me.
It's so weird that you say that because I honestly, I can't really think of any.
How many cats?
I have three.
Three cats, three dogs.
Yeah.
There's got to be one of those cats that you're like, fucking
there's no
asshole.
Way, Buck. I'll tell you why. Because each one... When I got them, it meant something to me at that time.
Yeah, it was a point in your life.
And I have feelings toward those animals. You know, cats are standoffish. One of them doesn't even know I exist, really.
Doesn't really talk.
The youngest
really
one, Bojo, Bobby Jr. Bobby Jr. You hi, Bobby Jr. He just looks
Bobby
at the...
Bobby Jr. After you?
We call him Bojo.
Well, that's not Jr. That'd be Bojer.
We just call him Bojo, but Bobby Jr.
What's the other names?
Well, I didn't name the... My first cat.
It doesn't have a name.
Ming. I wasn't with Kalila.
Yeah.
See, okay, here. I'm going to get into it real quick, okay?
Yeah.
Listen to me right now. I was like every other Asian guy before I met my girlfriend. If I saw a dog in the street, I would speed up.
You wanted to kill a dog?
Yes, I didn't give a fuck. I never liked when I like.
Why do you say that every Asian guy is against dogs?
No. I'm just saying, like, you know, those Asians that live in Yulin, China, that have dog eating festival. I was kind of more like that. I had no feeling toward pets.
Why?
Because I never had any, really.
Yeah, but even still, you still.
No, even when, like, my friend Charlie's dog died, and I came to his. He didn't pick up his phone for a couple of days, so I went to his house.
Yeah.
And I go, "Why are you crying?" He was crying.
My dog died.
He goes, "My dog died." I go, "Oh, but why are you crying?" I said that to him.
You had no emotion.
I go, "Why are you?" He's but like, "My dog died." I go, "Let's go to fucking, I don't know, Petco and get another one. I'll buy it."
But if you had one of your animals die.
But that was me before I met Kalila. So I met Kalila on Tinder. I spent the night at her house the first night, right?
Damn, she let you in that fast?
No, not the first night, but the week in, I spent the night I'm in.
Did you guys hook up the first week?
No, 2 weeks.
She only made you wait 2 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Six months.
Okay. So she made you wait a year and a half.
A year. Yeah, no. But the first night I went and spent it at her house, I was laying in bed and something was on my shoulder. And I look over and it's a tiny black and white kitten.
Cute.
And I was going to just throw it against the wall.
You wanted to just murder it.
Yeah, I didn't care. You know?
What she changed?
She goes, this kitten. She goes, that's Ming. And I go, what is it? It's a cat. I go, oh, it sleeps with us? She goes, yeah. So then a month later, she goes, we went to Vegas. And she's like, I don't know where to bring Ming. Can Ming stay with you? So I didn't know anything about pets. So I went to the pet food store and I bought most gourmet shit.
For Ming, the cat.
Yeah, I went to a sushi restaurant and I got fucking sushi.
What?
Yeah, I wanted to really like do it up. You know, because I wanted to impress
Kalila. Why? Nobody feeds cats sushi.
I do. I still do.
Do you feed your cat sushi now?
Yeah. Like,
what do you spend
I order
a month on your fucking animals? Like 40 grand?
Ask anybody that knows me. I probably spend about at least 2 grand a month.
On your fucking animals?
Yeah. Well, what are they going to eat?
Food does not cost $2,000 a month.
The kind of shit that I get, yeah. You don't even know what I get, dude.
You don't even feed yourself that well.
I do. I spend so much money on food.
Is that the biggest expense you have?
Yeah. And clothes. And my cats. And dogs.
You should actually tell us. Go ahead.
Let me finish my fucking story, cocksucker.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was that boring? That's not interesting
to
you?
No, it's fine.
It's not fine. It's very interesting.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Tell me more about Ming. She goes to Vegas.
So Ming does it. Kalila goes to Vegas. Ming stays at my house. And then one day I come home and Ming hops around like this corner.
Yeah.
And looks right in my eyes. And she goes, hi. That's what the meow sounded like. Like it going, hi. Like that.
But it didn't.
It didn't. But to me it went, like that.
But it really went.
Yeah. And I go, hello. And every room I would go, you'd follow me around. And then I just went, I love this thing.
Yeah, you fell in love.
Right. And then when Kalila moved into my house, Ming was alone. So I'm like, we got to get another cat. So we went to the pound. We got Gunnar.
Gunnar.
Yeah. And then a couple of months after that, right, this is what happened. A fireman calls Kalila. Yeah, he got his kitten. I think it's dying.
What? How does she have a fireman's number? Just she has fireman numbers in her phone?
Yeah, she fucked a lot.
Is it an ex?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
Now you should think about that a little bit.
I don't give and whatever Kalila has had sex with before me, I don't give a fuck. And I know some things.
Her getting piped by a fireman's hot though. Firemen are cool guys.
She's had 2-3 dudes at the same time.
Really?
I shouldn't have said that out loud. But
DVDA?
2 dudes, at least.
Do you think they've double teamed her at the same time?
Yeah, I know. I already know.
She told you that.
I know them.
You know the guys?
Yeah.
Do I know them?
No.
Can you tell me off air who they are?
Yeah, I just
want to chat with them about
She's a great girl.
That has nothing to do with it.
She's the love of my life. She's so smart.
Have you ever been in a threesome?
I've been in so many sums.
What's the most
sums? I've sucked dick.
But you never swallowed.
I mean, I don't remember.
You were that blacked out on drugs?
Yeah. Drunk.
Drunk,
yeah.
Do you think that means you have some level of being gay inside?
No, none.
You think it was just for fun?
100% none.
Just for party. Just like, hey, I'm just partying.
No, I'm just sexual.
Yeah, but I've never sucked a dick, and I'm sexual.
Yeah, but you're not open.
You're open.
You're a closed book.
So I'm a closed book.
Completely closed.
So I'm a closed off book because I haven't sucked a dick.
You're a completely closed book from the South or wherever you're from, and you have those kind of values. I'm an open, liberal person. Artistic. I want knowledge.
Autistic?
Artistic.
Okay.
I want knowledge. I want culture.
Sucking dick has nothing to do with getting knowledge and culture. Yeah.
No, I want knowledge. I want to know the world. And I want to. You know that painting where the two.
Do you think you'd ever blow a guy again?
No.
You'd never do it again.
I would never do it sober. I don't want dick.
What if I told you I put something in that drink that might make you get fucked up? Would you then suck my dick?
Honestly.
If you had to,
I'm going to be completely honestly, and this is going to might offend you.
Yeah.
But even in a blackout drunk, I think I have emergency levels of like cognitive reasoning inside my mind.
Yeah.
It would just flash alert. I would never suck your dick. I don't look at you in any kind of sexual way. I when I see you, there is a feeling of kind of an ugly feeling in my heart when I see you sometimes.
When I see you.
See, now what you're doing right now is I want you to
I'm
grow.
Just reciprocating.
I want you to grow.
I'm just
because you're the host of the show.
Just listen, I'm just reciprocating.
This is not our podcast.
Well, let me get it out.
Podcast.
Well, let me get it out.
Go ahead.
Let me get it out.
Go ahead.
When I see you,
yeah.
Makes me smile.
And that's growth. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You short little fat piece of shit.
See,
when I see you, it makes me fucking nauseous.
Yeah, and I feel the same way when I see you.
I think about how gross you smell.
And can I just say a thing about the dick sucking thing? Is that I didn't do it in my adult life.
Oh, kid sucking dick.
Yeah,
kid
I was a
dick.
Kid.
You were sucking.
I was doing drugs at 12. I went to my first rehab at 15.
Okay.
You know that, right?
I know, but it doesn't. So that doesn't.
I was getting blackout drunks even as a kid, and that's when I would do it.
But you think you were sucking dick not because you were partied out? That's just something repressed. You think maybe you're bisexual?
No, I'm not.
Why?
At all.
Why? You might have it in you.
Will this podcast hurt me on my show? I'm on a network show talking like this?
No.
Why?
No one's going to hear this. This is just for us. This is for me and Ari.
I know. I get that.
Yeah. This is just for us.
Because I've done podcasts with you before and they don't air.
It never came out.
It never came out.
Listen,
why
we'll
are you
move
so
on.
Picky about putting
we'll,
your
we'll
podcast
on? We'll move on. We don't need to talk about you doing drugs and eating penis and stuff like that. By the way, that wouldn't hurt you. That would help you in Hollywood. Everybody in Hollywood does drugs and eats penis.
Yeah, I was a kid. Let's move on.
Yeah, you were a child. You were a young, young child.
Yeah.
Now you're a 62-year-old man.
That's rude. That's an attack.
No, you're not. You're 40. Yeah. How old are you?
47.
You look good for 40.
Do you believe it? I mean, you. It's so funny. It's like you chase.
Bobby, stop.
I'm gonna get into it. You chase this thing. When I was 23, I started stand up, and I'm like, I'm gonna try to chase this thing to the end and see where it takes me.
When you were 23, you started?
Yeah, and I was like, where am I gonna? When is that gonna happen?
It's now.
It's never gonna happen.
It's right now. Don't you think you're making it right now?
I don't.
When do you think is you making it? What's the
you know,
final
when, like,
straw?
When you know when someone like because I have had people on my podcast like Awkwafina.
Yeah.
Awkwafina hosted SNL.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was great for her, you know? You know, to me, if I was at that level, I'd be like, if I'm so busy and I'm going all over the place, going, I have to do this movie and then this, then I'd be feel like it. But, you know, right now I'm on a Warner Brothers ABC show.
Yeah,
I
great.
Get 10 lines an episode.
Wonderful.
It doesn't make me, I don't feel like I'm making it. I feel like I'm still relatively relevant because of my podcast and, you know, and being a stand-up locally here in LA.
So you are making it. What would dictate making it? Being busy with movies is making it?
You're right. I've made it, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Do you think you've made it? You have.
I have.
You have, yeah.
But making it such a vague
term.
It's
so funny when me and
I've made it because I make a living doing
what
I want to do.
When Delia and I saw you for the first time.
Yeah.
I've told you this before.
Mm-mm.
I remember it too. Me and Delia were sitting next to each other and you were on stage in the OR.
Yeah.
And I'd never seen you before. And I turned to Chris and I go, yeah, this guy's going to make it.
Did you really say that?
Yeah. And Chris goes, yeah, this guy, there's something about this guy.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah. I remember distinctly looking at Delia and Delia wasn't a regular, I don't think at that time.
Either. His hair wasn't that long yet.
Yeah.
Back when he had like short, half.
And rarely have I done that. Where I've seen, when I saw somebody and went, yeah, that's for sure.
Is there someone that you see that in now? Has there someone in a while that's done that? Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, I see it with, I've seen it with Jesus Trejo.
He's great.
When Jesus, Fahim Anwar, I saw it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's my oldest friend in comedy.
Who?
Fahim Anwar. We met when we first started comedy.
Yeah, he opened for me for the first time you ever on the road.
He's phenomenal. And I won't, and he'll laugh hearing this, but he was terrible when we started.
Oh, I bet he was.
He was so bad.
Yeah.
He was so bad, and like in a way that was like, I knew he was going to be good, but I was like, oh man, he's bad.
You know how I stopped using him? I was in San Antonio with him, and he was on stage, and I was leaning against the wall with a bunch of comics, and two guys walked to me and go, why would you bring such a strong opener?
Yeah, he murders.
He goes, you're not going to be able to follow this.
Who said that to you?
Just local guys are kind of
just another asshole trying to rip
you? No, they're just trying to rip, you know, yeah. I knew them, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I kind of giggled it, and I was on stage, and I was sweating, right? Sweat dripping down my face, and I'm like, I just got to get through this. Give them everything.
Before you ever started bringing people on the road, when you had to like have locals, you know, just have like a local guy open up for you, was there ever somebody that ripped so hard that it really did fuck you up?
I've had somebody fired.
Because they were too good.
It's not that they were good, it's that they went against what I said.
What did you say?
Well, the first thing, I was in Houston, I remember the city, at the Improv, and some dude comes up to me and goes, yo, dude, I'm hosting, but I'm usually a headliner.
You remember his name?
He won, like, funniest...
funniest Houston guy?
Yeah, no, yeah. Texas guy at one point. He's Mexican.
Steve Trevino?
No, it wasn't Trevino. I love Trevino.
No, I know.
I love Trevino. So I go, oh, congratulations. He goes, but you're hosting now, right? Yeah. He's like, yeah, but I don't know why. I go, in my head, I'm like, don't do it then.
Yeah, don't.
If that's your attitude.
Yeah, don't.
See, he goes up there. I've never seen anyone so filthy.
Every word out of his mouth was something gross.
Was the worst thing, like your grandmother's vagina, whatever, you know?
I like,
fist fucking, you know?
Okay.
So he gets us off, and I just walk up to him, and I go, yeah, you got laughs, it's great, but hey, it's way too dirty, man.
Yeah.
Because the feature was kind of struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
It was like a local guy or whatever.
Well, because you couldn't follow the host who was being filthy.
The feature couldn't.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, next show, just clean it up. And he was like very defensive about it.
Yeah.
And in the second show, he was worse to show me. Mm. And when he got off stage, I looked right at him. I go, you're fired. And he goes, what? You can't do that. I go, I can't because let me say something right now, dude. I know I didn't bring my own feature, but I'm still a special engagement. And I know Robert Hartman and everyone that owns an improv.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that you can do about it. You think that you look at me and I'm some sort of Chinese guy who has no power. I know everybody.
So what happened was.
And you don't work here now.
That guy got fired.
Yeah.
And then he killed himself.
No, he didn't. He's still around. I saw him
a year ago. You saw him again.
A year ago. And he apologized.
He should have. Because he needs you bad. What's his name?
I hate throwing my power. Do you ever use your power?
You have to.
When's the last time you used your power?
I think I've used my power very, very rarely. But I will do it sometimes when I'm shooting something.
Tell me what.
I was shooting a thing.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
And I was probably, you know, I don't know. It was a favor, kind of. Do you know what I mean?
It was a legit thing you're shooting, though?
Semi.
It was something that...
Some people involved were...
It was a real company.
Yeah, things were real.
Oh, well, then it's a legit thing.
Yeah.
It's not now YouTube shit.
No, but I was
go ahead.
Doing a favor.
Yeah.
And it was me getting called in at absurd, crazy times. And hanging. And like the first day, it was like, okay, but like 13 hours. Oh, you're not gonna.
For 13 hours you waited.
I was literally there for 12 and a half hours.
Yeah, I would lose my shit.
So the next day when I was supposed to come in, I just didn't show up. I did not show up. For the first time in my life, I did like a, nah, fuck you. And they had to call agents and do all this stuff to go, you gotta come. It's like, no, if I'm just gonna hang around, that's just, no, you gotta get it right.
You did that?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
They got it right. They started calling me in when I was supposed to be in. And then the next 5 days that I had to shoot the thing, it was tight as a top. I came in, I did it. Hey, I went the fuck home. They waited to sign me in and out.
That's fucking amazing.
It was a little bit baller. It was a little rude and baller.
It's something I would never do.
I mean, listen, I thought in my head if I got fired, I didn't care. That was it. I was like, I don't care.
Can I tell you what happened to me? Mm. The opposite. Last year, I get this ABC show. It's with Jenna Fischer, Oliver Hudson. It's a legit thing, you know?
Yeah.
Great people behind it. Ellen DeGeneres is my executive producer. It's not a it's a real thing.
Yeah.
So I have a 6 a.m. call time, right? And I wake up and there's a man in my house, right?
What?
A human being in my house.
Where you live?
Where I live. So I pick up, I have the little hammer thing next to my bed.
What, like a pickaxe?
It's like a little hammer, like a mini hammer thing.
Yeah.
And I walk into the living room and there's a guy, a PA that works at my show. Right?
In your house?
In my house. What the fuck are you doing here, man? Like that. He goes, it's 10 a.m. 6 a.m. call time.
Oh, Bobby.
They had to shoot Jenna and Oliver, all their coverage. I reaped chaos that day. And he goes, get in the car right now. I had to wear my pajamas to the set.
Why? You just slept in?
I slept in. My alarms didn't go off. Right? So as I'm pulling up to the Warner Brothers lot, I get a text from Oliver Hudson. Right? And guess what the text was? Just a photo of Ken Jeong.
That's genius.
They're going to replace me with Ken.
That's one of the funniest things.
It was very funny, right? And I show up, and so all day I shoot, and the executive producer, Emily Kapnick, is just, you know, Video Village, won't make eye contact. And I won't make eye contact with her either. And I'm sitting there, this is like 8 o'clock at night now, and she walks up behind me, and she puts her hand on my shoulder for like 2 seconds, and then releases and walks away. And in that one hand gesture, said so many things.
Yeah, that says a lot.
You know what it said?
Get your shit together.
I'm okay. Don't let it happen again.
Yeah. That's like when a parent say I'm disappointed.
Would that freak you out?
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God.
You could only imagine.
Well, let me say this.
Yeah.
The story that I told about the thing.
Yeah.
The only reason I did that is because it was a disorganized fucking shit show. And I was like, well, if I get fired from this fucking thing that's insane.
Yeah.
And nobody even cares that I'm there.
Yeah.
I was like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's a big serious project, if I'm on a fucking network TV show.
Yeah.
No way. I've never been late in my life.
At a network TV show though.
Early.
Would you wait 12 hours?
Yeah, 100%.
And not say anything?
Yeah, because the money is so good.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
I was getting paid shekels. It was like yeah, you get a couple of bucks. I was like, oh fuck. I was doing it because I wanted to work.
Yeah,
because I'm a workaholic. I'm a sucker. I'll take anything.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah, I've been an hour early, and also I bought 6 alarms.
Did you bring gifts to say I'm sorry?
No, but
you should always do that.
No, I'm not doing that. I don't want to seem too needy, but
hold on 1 second. I just got a text from Oliver. Oh boy, it's Ken Jeong.
It's fine.
Do you think you'd get replaced?
No. There's no way.
Hmm.
Well, I already... Can I just say how I know? And this is... And you make fun of my look.
Make fun of your look.
He's short and stubby. He's weird. Whatever.
All that stuff's
but
true.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
And this is... They shouldn't test the show.
They shouldn't test it?
Yeah.
Why? Because you would test amazing?
I always test high.
You test through the roof?
I always test through the roof.
Why do you think that is?
Because of my round, gooky face. It is. It really is. I come on screen and I'm not white and I'm kind of chunky and weird looking.
Yeah.
The people go, oh, you know, I mean, like a cartoon, like if Pokemon came on.
What would you look like if you got in shape?
I don't ever want to know.
I would love to know.
I don't want to know.
If you got tight.
Oh, I'm tight in some areas.
What?
My butthole.
That's it.
That's true.
That's it.
Yeah.
What else?
That's it. Yeah.
But you like your figure. I like your.
Let me ask
figure.
You something right now.
You know
we started this
like
podcast
you
over.
Look like
we started
Buddha
this podcast over.
3 times.
I thought this one went really good.
This one was one of my favorites.
Don't you think that we said...
It was funny, but it was also knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's done all the things.
Yeah, we did all the things.
Yeah, we did.
And I thought that we, you know what I mean, made up for it. And we became professionals tonight.
Well, we are professional. That's the thing. We work hard.
That really is a thing, is it not?
No, I think I definitely think it is. I also kind of wanted to get in the mood with you because you must have had a weird day. I had a weird day, so that's why.
Yeah.
That's why. You got mad at me because I made you park around the corner.
I wasn't really mad about that. I don't really get mad. When you, I'm mad, I don't really say it. I internalize it.
No, I know, I know, I know. But yeah. You said what? You make the what? You let the white guest park close.
Yeah, but I was just joking. I know.
But no, that is true. I have had, when I, we have had listen, some people over here that
when
are white.
When I see white dudes like you, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You think that I let every white dude do Asian accents in front of me and go up on stage and do the Chinese eyes?
Yeah.
And do, I don't.
No, I know.
I get to do that stuff with you. A few people that get to do that. If anyone else does it, like if I'm at a comedy club for the first time and the manager does that, oh, I'm leaving.
Done.
This is not the environment I want
to
live in.
But I get to do it with you because we're a special relationship.
They're just, because I don't look at you as a white, because you do have red hair, and I really do. I'm not making fun of your red hair. I just look at redheaded people as there's like a chromosome or something missing.
Well, there is. That's literal.
Yeah, yeah,
this is
yeah.
a fact.
So I look at you like a minority.
Because
and,
I am.
And here's another reason why, is because I know that during early Americana, the Chinese and the Irish
yeah.
did the railroads together.
We did.
Right? Are you Irish?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I look at you as like a white black person.
You do?
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
I don't look at you like an oppressive person.
You're using him with albino?
Yeah. No, he knows what
No, that I know is. What he is.
He knows what yeah, albino yeah. is. Albino and is that, something totally different.
And that's why also I love redheads like Greg Fitzsimmons,
yeah.
Bill Burr.
Yeah.
You guys are always.
Louis C.K. You love him
Louis
too.
C.K., yeah. So what I'm saying is that, you know, I think redheads feel like they were like, they're minorities or they've been oppressed.
We have.
I really are. Believe that, yeah.
No, I believe it too.
So that's why
you let me get away with it.
Yeah.
But if a good looking guy comes up to you, like if Michael Coster or somebody like a good looking comic comes up and he's like, "Oh, Bobby Derry," what would you?
Yeah. He would never do that.
No, never.
Yeah,
he
would.
If
it, just thinking that Michael Coster did that would shock the fuck out of me.
But the reason that we make fun of each other is because you do bring me up on stage with some of half of it's heartfelt every time you bring me on, and the other half is this next ugly fuck, this redheaded freak beast. You say that. You say freak. You call me a freak.
Yeah.
You say ginger cock. You love saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you like to throw these insults because you know that I'm going to, whenever I step on stage, I call you Robert E. Lee. I say my little rice ball, my little dumpling.
Yeah. What's funny is they already like me. So when I'm on and I bring you on
yeah.
and you boldly do that up front.
Yeah.
It really makes me go, wow, this guy is brave.
Confidence.
Especially because, when there's Asians in the audience
oh,
as
yeah.
well. Yeah.
I had an Asian guy come up to me one time after I did like a really long bit about you, about, you know, you being, oh, you know, I did yeah, a long
yeah.
bit like that.
Yeah.
And he came up to me afterwards. He said, that's not okay to do. That's what he said. That's not okay to do.
And what'd you do?
He said, what you did to Bobby, that's not okay to do.
And what'd you say?
I said, get the fuck out of my comedy club, you piece of shit. No. I said, no, it is okay. Bobby's a friend of mine. I said, do you want to go talk to him about it? He goes, no. He said, that's not okay to do. I don't care the relationship. That's not okay to do. And I took it to heart for like 10 minutes. And then I thought, fuck that guy. And for a minute, it sunk in my head.
What?
Just some fan, like a guy that was at the club.
Oh,
But he said that's not okay to do. For a second, I thought about it. I thought, wow, is it not okay to do?
Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what he thinks.
No, I know.
It matters what I think because you did
yeah,
toward
that's
me.
That's what I said.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, you want to go talk to Bobby about it?
Can I tell you? Because I have to eat. I haven't eaten it all day.
I know. We'll get out of here and get you some food.
Yeah, but I'm going to one last story.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Do you mind?
I would love to hear one last story.
Yeah.
Hi!
No. No. Here, this is a story where I showed my power, and till this day, I feel guilt about it.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, let's wipe.
So I was at the comedy store, and I was in the hallway, and some girl was walking down the hallway, and she was out loud going, "I just killed up in the belly room."
You don't know who it is?
No. Okay. I'd never seen her before.
Okay.
And she's like mouthing off to people. I get killed. My first time I killed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she's walking toward me and she's like, move out of the way. To me.
Move out of the way.
Yeah.
I just killed. Move out of the way.
Yeah, yeah. I go, no. I will not. Move out of the way. And she's like, why? Who are you? Like, I'm a comedian as well. Right? And she's like, what's your name? I go, Bobby Lee, it doesn't matter. She's like, I never heard of you. I go, I've never heard of you either, fucking lady.
who is this?
And then she goes, well, we're at a standstill. I go, no, we're not at a standstill. But I know you've never heard of me, but I'm going to show you something. And just watch me closely. And I'm going to show you what kind of power I have here at this club. Oh. I had a glass of Coke in my hand. I threw it against the wall and it shattered into a million pieces.
This is in the parking
lot? You were?
Was this in the parking lot?
You were there, right?
I made up my own version of the story. You finished it.
Right. And then who cleaned the glass? I thought Middlecombe did.
I thought it was Adam.
Whatever. Whatever. You
Somebody cleaned
glass.
It and I looked at her and I go, that's the kind of power I have.
You made one of the door guys clean up your broken Coke glass.
Yeah.
That's so dick.
And then she was, you're an asshole or something, right? Yep. And she walked away. And I felt so glee. Just the, that's the word, the glee in my
that's
heart.
That's the power I have.
Like there's no, I if I had to take a shit right there,
yeah,
I would have taken a shit right there in the hallway.
In the hallway.
Right.
And made one someone, of those comedy store door guys clean it up.
And then go, oh, what? I have a spot tomorrow night as well. And there's nothing you can do. Now you do that, bitch.
That's heavy. That's heavy. That's heavy to do that. To be able to do that to someone?
Yeah.
It's demoralizing to the staff. Just to prove a point.
I know. I know, but still.
I don't mind it.
I know, but still, it was done.
Yeah, you did.
What's done is done.
She's been killing lately, that girl.
No, I know. I know what she looks like. She works at a
wing
a wing store. Like a that one that has a Chinese name on Coenga. Wing Ching, I don't know.
Wing Chang Chong?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it Wing Chong? Wang Chung? Is it Wang Chung?
Yeah, that. She works there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She works there.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen her.
Yeah, I've walked by it and seen her there.
You should throw a Coke inside of that motherfucker.
Yeah. Anyway, Bobby, it was a pleasure.
Thank you. I thought this was very airable. Yeah, this was airable. We'll air it. We'll put this out.
Good.
Can you plug some stuff and say what you want to say?
I'm on an ABC show on Tuesday nights at 9:30 called Splitting Up Together. And then I have my own podcast called Tiger Belly. It's on All Things Comedy, iTunes, all that stuff. And then... I'm always at the Comedy Store. Thank you.
Come out and see Bobby Lee at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
I love you. Whisk.
You're that creature in the ginger beard.
Sturdy and ginger.
Like vampires, the ginger gene is a curse.
Gingers are beautiful.
You owe me $5 for the whiskey and $75 for the horse.
Gingers are hell no.
This whiskey is excellent.
Ginger. I like gingers.